This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Little Victories
with Ali and DZ.
Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
All right, my positive way to start the show today is to say it was light out this morning.
It was crazy.
And it still is to this moment. And I just want to point that out.
The sun is sunning.
Seeing the light out by 6 a.m. is amazing.
It's refreshing.
That's all I got to say. Little victories. We're getting there. It's March and it's happening, people. It's happening. What's your little victory?
Bro, my little victory is plain and simple, G. I had a game last night.
Oh, yeah. Bucks game. Did they win?
They won.
Of course.
Big ups.
Mm-hmm. I actually watched some of it on TV.
Look at you. Look being at me. Sportsy.
No, I was on a date, but I didn't tell you about it.
Excuse me? More to come. Okay. Anyway.
Didn't tell anyone about it, actually.
Anyway.
Anyway, where were we?
I was
watching it at a restaurant.
Before I was disrespectfully interrupted on my little victory and ruined it. I don't want to go now.
You better.
No, I don't want to. Yeah. It's over.
There's no pouting during little victories.
No.
Go.
My little victories that I didn't lose my voice. That's my little victory.
That's a little
fine.
Victory. That's actually a good victory. Good job, DZ. You did it. 103.7 KISS FM. Ali and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. DZ, I was dying to tell you something.
What? Dying to tell me something?
I've had two people say something to me about you.
Only two? Man, forget them. And forget the rest of y'all that don't be talking about me, man. What?
Only two?
Only two. I'm worth at least three. I'm worth at least three.
You're right. So I'll be the third. Two people have reached out and said, whatever DZ's doing is working. Have you lost weight?
What?
Somebody said this to you in the conference room the other day.
You are right.
They go, DZ, you've lost weight. You're looking good. And you go, no, I haven't. And then somebody slid into my inbox, not hitting on you. Don't worry, Aaron. Nobody, I wouldn't let anybody do that. Slid into my DMs. And they were just like complimenting you. They're like, whatever DZ's doing is working. He looks great. And I was like, I don't think DZ's doing anything.
No.
But I know how good it feels when people tell you how good you look. So
Thank
I thought
you.
You'd want to know that.
Y'all, I mean, if you want me to pasa la receta, if you want the recipe. I've been stressing.
I thought you were going to say it's McDonald's with Chick-fil-A and Pfizer, but you're like, no, I'm just stressed out.
No, it's McDonald's too, but no. Yeah, I don't know,
have
man.
Have you lost weight or have you, I mean, maybe it was the white t-shirt day because you got a lot of compliments. That was the day you got the compliment in the conference room, and that was the same day I got somebody in my DMs.
I'll tell you what it is. Maybe it's because I normally wear a pump cover, if you will, for the gym rats. Like, I normally have a hoodie on or I prefer a 2X shirt.
Oh, you wore more fitted clothes.
That was an XL.
That's what it was.
That was me in an XL tee.
You had fitted clothes on, more fitted, and people thought you lost weight. That's what happens to me when I wear tighter clothes. They're like, have you lost weight? I'm like, no, you're just looking at my body now.
And I haven't hopped on a scale recently, but my weight fluctuates, right?
Maybe you are stressed.
I hover between like 260 and like 240, and I don't know where I'm at right now. But yeah, I'm maybe eating a little bit less, not mentally, but just kind of going, cruising through
stressed.
The day. And, a little busy and a little stressy, whatever.
Well, and you're more active when you have Bucks games, probably. You walk around, like, you get a lot more exercise at night. So maybe you do lose a little bit of weight doing that.
And the fact that these kids, and one of them, Sammy, our children, are now napless, keeps you more active.
I forget. They're not baby anymore.
Baby.
You're chasing. thing.
Both.
Ah,
both of them.
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's the recipe, everybody. DZ's, it's stress.
Uh-huh.
Kids that don't stop.
Uh-huh. And work for the bucks.
Work for the bucks.
There you go. Note it. Lock it in.
Love it. Well, I just wanted to tell you. Somebody asked me if you
would. And then go to the Princeton Club. Because I'm going to be at the gym later with Jeremy, my trainer.
I was there yesterday with Sarah.
No, I have been trying to lock back in. I'm not saying I'm back in mode, but when I say I've flipped the switch and I'm really trying to like mentally get back at it.
You want to be healthier.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you see you did see the video. I think you liked it. The video I posted yesterday of me in 2015 versus now. Was that insane?
I had a comment that I reserved for myself because I was like, that would put me on Am I the Jerk?
What was the comment?
Like, obviously I liked it, right?
Yeah.
But my initial reaction was, I don't know the first lady, but Allie, you look great. And what's wild
isn't
is I know the first lady.
Yeah.
I worked with the first lady.
We've worked together since 2014.
Since then and before then.
DZ, you worked behind the scenes and you started as an intern.
Intern, right.
And then you were on our street team.
And
you were a production assistant and you were our overnight guy on KISS.
I've worn a lot of hats and held a lot of tools here.
When you came back to do mornings with me, I knew you. I just didn't know you as well as I do now. We've gotten to really know each other doing mornings, which has been great, right?
It wasn't mornings knowing each other. Right. Now it's mornings knowing
now
each
know,
other.
Now we're like family.
Now it's family.
So, but honestly, when I posted that yesterday, you knew me in 2015, so you knew me that big.
I saw that photo and I went, I do not remember you at that size.
Same.
Not and to be completely honest with you, the law's like, you don't look like how I remember you in that time.
Well, thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Doing your thing, dog.
Well, I put it up on Instagram and Facebook. It's a reel, basically, and so you should go check it out. It's me in 2015 versus me today. And yeah, even I was like, whoa, I was big. It's a big change. I'm just healthier and happier. So DZ, look at us. Look at us.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Look at us. Wow.
You're looking great, DZ.
You're looking great, Allie.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Thanks. Yours is just stress, though. All right, are you ready for the question of the day?
Oh, yeah, as ready as I'm ever be,
I should
dog.
Open the text, man, and see what people are saying this morning. But yeah, let's get into the question of the day.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
All right. I love this question. What is something people get wrong about you when they meet you? What is something most people get wrong about you when they meet you? This is a thinker. This is gonna, even if you know, this is one of those where you're in your car and you're just listening, you're like, what is something most people get wrong about you when they meet you? I didn't even warn you about this.
Y'all don't want to know.
I don't want to know, but what do you think it is? Because you know what? We've talked about how you and I go way back, right? So I've known you for over 10 years.
For real.
Working in this building. And
you knew me with dreads.
I knew you with the long locks, bro. I knew you back in the day. Mm-hmm. No kids. You knew me with little kids. I'm trying to think what I got wrong about you, but this is really about a self-reflection.
Yeah.
What is something most people get wrong about you when they meet you?
All right.
What do you think it is?
One thing that I know, I just know for a fact, and I'll even call my wife right now and prove it.
What is it?
People think I am friendlier than I am.
Oh.
And I don't mean I'm a mean individual.
You're not, but I know exactly what you're saying.
You feel me? Like, if you're like, DZ.
You're lovable.
I'm like, huh? Who's calling my name? But if you catch me off guard, if you surprise me or startle me, you might get bopped.
Yeah.
I'm not a surprise me and scare me kind of guy. Like, that's what I mean by friendly. I am friendly, obviously. I'm a friendly individual.
Yeah.
I got kids, dog.
Yeah.
But you can't just roll up on me. You're not just going to pull up to my house.
That's so true about you.
I'm low key a get off my lawn kind of cat.
Like, you will hurt somebody if you have to.
I have.
Well, I know, but I didn't know if you wanted to put that out there. I'm just saying.
It's been years, man. I'm reformed, bro.
Well, unless you need to. But listen. I would call you in a bind for sure if I needed somebody to some problems. But
I'm not Liam Neeson, but I got a certain set of skill sets that I could use at any time I actually need to.
That
dog.
Is a really good one, because even when you were on our street team way back in the day, you were always the most lovable guy in the building, the most lovable guy. Everybody just loves you. And And DZ, it's true, but you have, I get it. It's not, even though you are that guy, yeah, you're lovable, you have a thicker, harder side that is always on guard.
Yeah. But he's always watching my back, if you will.
Yeah, and I don't think people would pick up on you.
Perfect example. Bruh, I got beamed in the back of the head yesterday with a ball. Yeah, I got bopped. Like,
a basketball at the Bucks game?
From the game. Like, it went out of bounds, and I just so happened to be walking through the crowd.
I
was throwing a shirt up. I got bopped in the back of the head. That's what I mean. Like, I'm not friendly like that, because I turned around like, what the?
Did it hurt?
No, not at all. But it was the fact that I got bopped, and I didn't realize it was a ball at first. I thought somebody was on me, and I went, I'm about to lose this job. I'm not the one.
You thought somebody threw something from the crowd, and you were about to fight somebody.
I was like,
oh, my God.
Like, what just happened?
Yeah.
And then I turned around, realized it was balling. He was like, are you okay? And I was like, I'm fine, y'all. Give me that bottle. Who threw that?
Who did it?
Who threw that?
Giannis, it's on.
No, I was like, I knew it wasn't our side. Who threw that? Who threw that from Dallas?
You thought it was for real. Yep. Okay, that's actually really good. So the question of the day is, what's something most people get wrong about you when they meet you? Jody in West Dallas said her age. People think she's way younger than 54.
Ooh,
oh, damn, Jody. You know what? I want to say mine is.
What is it? I've been trying to think of yours while I was talking about mine.
I think I'm the opposite of you. I think that I'm softer than people think.
Ooh.
Do you see what I mean? Like, I think I'm pretty soft, and I don't think people think that. I think that's the opposite of you.
People see more people teddy think, bear me. This teddy bear got hands.
Yeah, and versus they think I'm throwing hands, but I'm actually a lot softer.
Teddy bear.
So I'm actually a teddy bear if you know me, right?
Okay.
We're kind of the opposite.
I won't disagree to that one now.
Right?
I see it.
They're like, wow, Allie can be intense. Allie can be all these things. But
by
really,
no means are you weak, though. Don't let nobody be fooled.
No, I agree. I am strong, and I have a lot of strength that's come over the years and just from life. But I think I'm also softer than people think, right? You know, if you really know me and break me down. Yeah. I just won't admit it.
Well, the... It's once you got those people inside of that guarded wall.
Yeah.
I feel like, not to say that's a lot of people, but
I don't mind.
It's your inner circle, man.
It's my inner circle. Mm-hmm. I remember, like, even being married. I remember my ex-husband telling some of the guys I worked with, like, no, Allie, she's sensitive. And they're like, come on.
No, she not.
And then he's like, okay.
He's out here like,
he's like, yo, you trust me. I live with her.
Y'all pull up to the crib on a Thursday night.
That girl cries once a week. Don't be fooled.
On Thursdays.
But you'd have to really live with me or work with me, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but I do think I'm strong.
No,
but
you gotta know you, and
there's a soft inside. It's just misunderstood a lot.
People have to be let to be known. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to let people know you like that. You gotta let them in. Right, right.
Otherwise, I'm working on it.
Ain't we all, man?
Sherry in Caledonia said, I've had several people think I'm a hairdresser. We're talking about what's something most people get wrong about you when they meet you. All right, 414-533-1037. You have to think about this, you guys, because you really have to self-reflect on this one.
And it could be superficial, like people think I'm, well, I don't mean so superficial, but career-wise, like physical, like, oh, people think I'm a hairdresser by the way I look.
Yeah.
People think I'm a rapper or something. Like, I've gotten that, like, oh, you speak Spanish? You do reggaeton.
A lot of people are texting in that they get their age off. Like Kelly in Sussex said, people think I'm younger than I am, but I'm old. You are not. Knock it off.
I mean, what is it for everybody, though?
Kelly said, people think I'm not as funny as I really am.
That checks out.
Yes. All right. We'll talk to you guys next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Okay, this one's a thinker. You got to self-reflect a lot. What is something most people get wrong about you when they meet you? DZ said they think he's nicer than he really is. And people think I'm meaner than I really am. And I'm standing by that. So
listen, if you greet me face to face, we're cool. We're cool.
I think I'm friendly. I just think I'm softer than people actually think.
Yeah, just don't sneak up on me.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying.
Don't sneak up on DZ, because then he'll do the opposite. He'll snap.
Yeah,
exactly.
Maybe.
Let's go.
Especially if I'm with my family, bro. Like, Papa Bear be on 10, man.
You're protective
instinct.
You're
of
protective.
All of my people, yeah.
Let's go to Nick in Waukesha, and then I'm going to read some text too, because some of these are really funny this morning. Oh. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, Wepa.
Yummy.
Hey, Wepa.
All right, Farrah from Oak Creek said, people always think I'm a B when they first meet me until they get to know me.
RBF. Yeah, yes, yes, yes.
I don't think people think I'm a B. I think they just think I'm more intense than I actually am. But
you are intense. Don't.
Intense is the, okay, fine. Nick, what do people usually misjudge about you?
Well, you guys have seen me on Facebook and everything. Everybody thinks that I'm a scary person, but I'm actually pretty, you know, pretty laid back and chill and a really nice person. But like,
I don't think you're scary.
My daughter said that, like, a lot of her friends thought that I'm, like, very scary and very intimidating.
Ah.
But then they also said I look like Jack Black. So I don't know.
Because it's the bigger dude. You're like, I don't know. Are they approachable? Like, are they mean?
You've always been so nice, though, and polite, Nick. I never thought that.
You're too nice.
At work, this lady thought that she was like, why are you talking to that guy? You know, to one of her other persons that she works in the department with. And he's like, he's a really nice guy. She's like, oh my God, he looks so scary. Like, why would you talk to him?
Man.
I'm like, I'm just a really big teddy bear. That's all it is.
He's a teddy bear. You need a big old hug. And he love to give him out, too.
Nice. Well, a lot of this is, some of it's just looks. People judging by looks and things like that. All right. Well, Nick, thank you for calling. You have a great day.
You too, guys.
Love you too, man. Peace.
Stephanie in Lisbon texted in and said, people think I'm unapproachable. We had an HR change at work, and he didn't talk to me for his first year there. He said it was the neck tattoo. She must have a neck tattoo, which means people are thinking she's unapproachable because of her neck tattoo.
I mean, I guess depends on what your neck tat is. I don't feel like neck tats. I got a different philosophy on tattoos, though. All right.
Let's go to Carrie in Waukesha, who also, I know, she's a teacher. Taught both my boys.
The homie.
Hi, Carrie. Miss Doucette.
Good morning.
What do people always get wrong about you when they first meet you?
Pretty easy is my age. A lot of people think I'm a lot younger than what I am. Mm. I don't know if it's like the fountain of youth. I'm in my mid-30s. Mm-hmm.
And you do look young. You do.
And I do look very, very young.
She is young. What do you mean?
No, but she is young, but I'm saying you also have a young spirit. Like, she is one of the teachers who always gets to, they all dress up, but you know what I mean? She dresses up.
Oh, she got that Miss Frizzle vibe.
Oh, she will have like the tutu on the Planets Day with
Miss
Planets
Frizzle vibe.
Hanging out everywhere.
I'm here for it.
She is very creative.
Ain't never going to age. Definitely
she's got
the fountain of youth.
A young vibe. For
definitely
sure.
The fountain of youth. So, all right, see it.
I like it. All right, thanks for calling. Day two. You're working on a theme song.
Oh, snap.
Mm-hmm. All right, love you guys.
Love you too.
Bye.
Somebody texted in and said, people think at first glance I'm Mexican when I'm Puerto Rican. Okay, there's another thing you could misjudge about people if you look at them from the outside.
Sometimes it's ignorance. I've been told I was Mexican too.
You have not. No. Somebody thought, wait.
This is not a first or a once.
Well, and people also don't realize you're Hispanic because of the stereotypes, because you're black. You and I have talked about this many times, and then people are like, you speak Spanish? And, oh my God.
And the second I speak Spanish, they go, oh, what part of Mexico are you?
Oh, geez.
Yeah, listen,
they do not.
Happened.
Now I'm embarrassed for you.
Not as much anymore. Okay. Now I get I'm Dominican, at least.
Oh, because of the... because of their
or Puerto Rican, and I gotta correct, but
what
it's
do you
okay.
Think it is baseball. What else builds that stereotype?
Black.
It's the black thing.
It's
oh
being
my
black.
God.
Yeah, yeah. We're getting off the rails now. But
you're Colombian, and I know that.
And we've got black people all over the world.
Yes, thank you.
Uh-huh. And if you don't know, now you know.
All right, let's go to Amanda in Racine. Lord help us.
Oh snap! Mm-hmm.
We've done better, not gonna lie.
You know what? At first glance, I thought you were gonna nail that.
I know.
Well, somebody texted
in. I nail it every time.
Another Amanda from Caledonia texted in and said, people think I'm rich, but I'm not, just because we travel a lot, but it's how we spend our money. The reason is we like to travel, so that's what we do. And so they think she's rich, but she's like, but we're not.
That's what they spend and invest in.
Yeah.
That's their thing.
That's an interesting take, that people think you have money because of your lifestyle.
Well, you usually have to.
Well, a lot of people don't have the money. I see some people with nice cars.
How does anybody have money?
Honestly,
everybody lying?
Except my rich sister. She does.
Allie said, I've seen it.
But yes, nobody else. Okay, so anyway, Amanda, what do people usually get wrong about you when they first meet you?
I think people don't realize how smart I am. Because, you know, I'm always joking around, funny. But I don't think they realize I take things in. I take my resources. I take my connections. I really analyze things.
Mm. You are smart, Amanda. But you're also really, really funny.
Right. And that's where people get missed on it. They stop at the humor.
She's the silent assassin one, like you said the other day. She comes out of nowhere.
Yep. Like Dr. Blake.
Yep. Why? Mm-hmm.
And I got two promotions in less than a year. I just started my new promotion.
Oh, snap. The new promotion.
Gotta give me a promotion.
Big flex on the
go, girl.
Yeah. Silent assassin. Mm-hmm.
She will cry, but she will also cut you.
And yes, she's wearing a cardigan.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so what's the problem today, DZ?
Oh, man.
Oh, no, that doesn't sound good. Oh, man. Yeah. What a way to get into it.
It's a coworker problem.
Okay.
And they want to be held anonymous.
Fair enough.
So we'll give them a name after.
Okay.
How about that?
Okay, fine.
But they want to tell their coworker they don't want to give them a ride anymore.
Oh, go on.
All right.
Go on.
Says, hey, Allie and DZ. So it all started off with a coworker asking if she could get a ride with me to work. She lives on my block, just a street over, and I didn't mind, so I said yes. Now I'm kind of regretting it.
Oh, no.
A few days ago, she asked if another one of our coworkers could tag along because she had slept over. And of course, I said sure. It's been almost a week, so this is going on now.
Oh, geez.
It's been almost a week, and her friend has been tagging along every day, bruh.
What are these two getting it on? I mean, what's going on with these two?
I don't know. I kind of thought the same thing, but I'm not assuming, and if they are, that's fine too. Says, even though they've offered and I've taken gas money, I did not sign up for this. I'm contemplating taking the bus in the mornings again, just so I don't have to drive anyone.
This is how afraid of confrontation we are. We'd rather just take the bus. Our own car because we don't want to tell them no.
Say, yeah, my car's in the shop. I got to take the bus this week.
This is so us.
And then a week later, you're like, oh, yeah, my bad. I forgot to let you know my car was out of the shop.
We're so confrontational, yet not in this society. In this, let me tell you. But go on.
Right.
Go on.
So she wants to take the bus again so she doesn't have to drive anyone. Says it's not like it's out of my way to pick anyone up, and that's what's stressing me out. But I want to drive to the store after work. I want to go to the park or the gym, and I feel like I'm now somebody's ride. I need advice.
So annoying.
Do I make up an excuse? I can't straight up tell them I don't want to drive them anymore.
This is so similar to like when parents agree to drive other people's kids and then you regret it down the road. You're like, man, why did I do this? It's one thing when you rotate, right?
Yeah.
One picks up and one brings home.
There's no rotation.
I'm talking about
a carpool.
This is why I will not ever, and I've told my neighbor this, she's across the street. I'm like, she takes her kids to school every day. She's like, I feel bad watching Owen go to the bus stop. I go, girl, he can go to the bus stop because I would never expect someone to take my kid every day when he's, because that's annoying, okay?
Even though
you would do it for me because you're my neighbor, then you have a commitment to somebody else's job or kid or something, and that's not fair, man. You got your own lives. I hope she's listening. What up, my girl?
Shout out you.
Shout out Kara. Anyway, but you know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying.
Because I would be annoyed if I had a commitment to somebody else's every single day, you know?
Like, and think of it from a safety.
For free, by the way.
I mean, they've given gas money, bro. They've offered and she's taken. It'd be one thing if they were like, hey, you want gas money?
Sure.
Or they hadn't offered any and she was like, no.
Sure.
Then you're just doing it to yourself, right? But also, from a safety standpoint, you're now liable. They're not driving your car. Ugh. You're not letting them drive your car.
Yeah.
Knock on wood, something happens. You're kind of, quote unquote, responsible as the controller of the vehicle, as the operator of the vehicle. You're responsible for what happens.
What if you just want to like listen to Allie and DZ and you don't want to talk to somebody? What if you now have to have a conversation with somebody every day?
And they keep trying to cut us down because they're trying to talk about what we're talking about. Like, can you wait until the music is on
seriously?
So we can have our side conversation
like we do? Thank you.
No, I hear that. But you've already put yourself in this place. I don't know what the friend is doing. That's weird. That sucks.
Yeah.
And sleeping over, like maybe they just finessed you and low key they are a couple.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're living together and we're like, well, let me see if I can get me a ride. And once she's already given me a ride, maybe she can give you a ride too.
Emily in Menominee Falls said, I'm sure the coworkers are going to be understanding. Well, doesn't mean it's not going to be be awkward, Emily. That's what we're worried about.
And unfortunately, in a lot of these scenarios, I've realized it's the non-confrontational factors. We need additional ideas that isn't just, well, just talk to them.
No.
Duh.
Nobody wants to talk to them. Let's
Fam,
be real.
I don't want to be honest. I got to be honest with y'all. It's a duh scenario when you're like, well, just talk to them.
No, thanks.
If they had really been able to do that, they wouldn't have written in.
You're right about that.
This isn't a talk about a scenario. This is a what can she do?
You're right. WXSS HD1, Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. Okay, so listen to this text, because now we're getting somewhere. Gabrielle in Kenosha here. She said, just tell them you have a busy week ahead with errands and you need to not have anyone with you for them. Blame it on a doctor appointment. Now I got one every day of the week at 7 a.m. Sorry, can't make it.
Right before work. Sorry. Private. Sorry. Oh, that's good. I was going to say something along the lines, but actually a little different.
Oh.
She mentioned going to the store. She mentioned going to the gym. If her gym is open, I saw a lot of light bulbs go off.
Yeah, but then you gotta commit to the gym.
Yeah, that's fine.
Ding, 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 ding. Wait a second, I shoot holes in your theory.
What?
Pew, pew. But if you decide not to go to the gym, you still got to disappear from the house because then they're going to drive by and see you pull it out?
No, you don't.
They're just going to know you're lying.
Sorry. No, not even that. When they're like, hey, girl, I saw your car in the driveway when we were catching a bus or when we hopped in our Uber. It's like, oh, yeah, sorry, girl. I didn't get to the gym this morning. I should have let you know and given you a ride. My bad.
McKenna in Germantown said, tell them your car's in the shop and ask them for a ride for a while.
Nah, everybody's walking.
Okay.
Everybody's on the bus.
414-533-1037. Now, that number works for texting and for calling. Sorry, I was reading a text, which was making me laugh there.
At that number.
Jason in Maguanago randomly said, tell him you have consults at a loom.
That might work.
You might have an appointment with a doctor at a loom.
That's crazy. I got a skin removal surgery every single day. I cannot. I am swamped. Dr. Blake, Dr. Hassassian, Dr. Korkos, in that order. Ding, ding, ding. And then we repeat. Wow.
Well, I need to tell you this really quickly. I just saw this morning. We just talked about how I had posted the before and after of me in 2015 to now.
Yeah.
Some lady commented on the Facebook reel that I posted of that and said, this is not the same person. She would have skin hanging everywhere. And all these listeners came and got my back and they're like, it's Allie. She's talked about her journey. She's talked about her skin removal. And I was like, that's our people.
They know.
So you made me laugh when you brought up the Allume stuff because somebody they're literally funny. Went off on my Facebook about that saying, this isn't the same person.
Lies.
She's a fraud.
AI.
It's the same person.
It's the same person.
We want to know how to help. DZ knows. What is this person's name? Did we give him a name?
Not yet, but I want to go, Driving Diane.
Driving Diane.
Because she's driving everybody around and she's dying from it. Driving Diane. Get it?
Dying Diane.
Dying.
Oh, now it's getting morbid.
Oh, no. Driving.
We'll talk to you guys next.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
All right, so Drivin'
Diane.
Diane, thank you. I almost called her Diana. Drivin' Diane does not want to drive her coworker anymore because she's been driving him every day.
I'm sure people mess her name up all the time and call her Diana. We made her anonymous.
Yeah, whoever she is.
Drivin' Diane.
Let's go to the phones, and then we'll read some texts, too. Let's start with Destiny. Lord, help us. Lord, help us.
You know what I also just realized?
What?
She wants to be anonymous because they're probably listening right now.
Driving to work. Hoping. All in the car, enjoying their time.
She's hoping that she's going to get the advice for them now.
I'm going to give her the advice. Hey, what's up, ladies in the car with her? If you're looking at the girl next to you and you're looking at the driver, it's probably your driver.
If the person driving has not made eye contact, says, what would DZ do
starting? Right. The whole time, like, let me change the station.
And she goes, no, go back.
Gripping the wheel, right.
You know what, though? I can relate to this because this just happened to me.
Oh, snap. Talk.
You know, I'm in school, and I go all the way to Kenosha every day for class.
Yeah.
I had a girl in my class who was from Milwaukee.
Okay.
So she asked me to take her one day, and I took her one day.
Sure.
Well, then another day turned into another day, and I'm like, I am not, this is not, I have a routine right now.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I just had to turn around and be like, look, man, I can't because my days are already booked. And then you guys, you know what? She had to drop the course.
Oh, you made somebody fail, Destiny. Way to go.
Hold on. First of all, I did not tell you not to put oil in your vehicle so your engine froze up, homie G.
Fair enough.
Touche. I can't make your problems mine.
But like you said, it's not the oil. I'm not an Uber. You get what I'm saying?
Right, no, I agree
with
that.
It's not the gas. The gas is, all right, it's cool. It's the inconvenience of what if she wants to stop and get McDonald's in the morning? What if you want to stop?
That's what I'm saying.
That stuff adds up.
Now she got to hit the store real quick,
man.
Well,
that's what I think Riza wrote in. That's R-I-Z-A from South Milwaukee.
Riza,
I would say that I'm using the drive to work is my me time. Kind of what Destiny said.
Yeah, as your mental time. You don't know if she got kids at home. She just need a woosah breeze.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just need that drive with no music, no nothing. Man. Just driving, and before you know it, like, oh, I'm home. Oh, I'm at work. Oh, dang,
you know
how'd I get
here? It's like how you guys know you have kids. I'm like, shut up. Yeah. I'm listening to what I want to listen to. My song's on. Leave me alone.
Right.
Boy,
like this morning, the ride with Roland, he kept talking. I said, I'm trying to hear what's wrong on the thing. Be quiet.
Be
quiet. I'm sorry, Mom. I'm sorry.
Be quiet. Man, you better leave that boy alone.
No. Yeah, look, you should listen. It's fine. You can listen to us. He's in the background.
Just turn it up.
What?
Just turn it up.
All right, Destiny,
we love
you.
We're already in the building working, so it is what it is.
Nice. Fair enough. But, man, I see. And I didn't peg Destiny as the person to do that. I figured Destiny was to always give you a ride. That's how I am.
Well, no, she is, but she's also not afraid to be honest and confrontational with you, which is impressive. Everyone else is going to bite the bullet.
I keep taking the gas money. You're basically my neighbor. It's not taking no skin off my back, and I'm kind of getting paid off of it. If anything, I'm going to just up the gas money.
Okay, let you need new brakes. Who you going to go for that?
Mm-hmm. Bye, Destiny.
Bye, Destiny.
Later, fam.
Alina, we have a lot of South Milwaukee's texting in today. Hey, South Milwaukee. Alina in South Milwaukee said she did say she wants to go to the gym or store after work. I tell them that they would have to find their own way home after work, but I know how she feels, been in the same situation this past summer. And South Milwaukee and South Side, different.
What?
I learned that, yeah. South Side and South Milwaukee are...
It's actually South Milwaukee, not just the South Side. Oh, yep. It's the South Tip!
South Milwaukee is where she's texting from.
The furthest point. Mm-hmm. It's a whole nother world over there.
Almost to Cudahy, I mean.
It's past Cudahy.
Fine, sure. Whatever you said. Let's go to Candace in Kenosha. Hi, Candace.
Hi.
All right, what's your advice for driving Diane, who doesn't want to drive her coworker anymore?
So I actually am in a similar situation. I do take a friend to work every day that they work. I do not work with them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my.
And I would just point out if they are wanting to end rideshare that they did not plan for, to just talk to them, because my situation, there is a whole lot of resentment build up.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
On your end? Like, yeah. Being honest, from you to them or them to you?
From me to them. Don't build that resentment.
Now you're giving somebody a ride salty in the morning. I hear what
you're
saying.
Because you're not telling them, and now you're in a bad mood. They're ruining your day because you have a commitment to somebody you don't want to drive every day because it's your car and your space.
How does that conversation go with somebody?
It's an intimate space, man.
You see them every single day, though. How does that conversation go from your perspective, I guess, Candace?
Just tell them, you know, like in my situation, I was having a lot of car problems, and I told them, you know, I can't keep giving rides. My car keeps breaking down, which it does. You know, a cheap car is going to have problems.
Right. Not a lot.
But, you know, I've been lucky for this friend to help with some of the repairs, but not everyone is that lucky.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Listen,
well, then, I mean, I guess, you know, more grateful than some other people, Candace.
If resentment's built up, though,
you got to cut the cord.
Something. All right, Candace. Well, thank you for sharing. You have a good day. Sorry you went through all that.
Bye. Oof, that's rough.
I would hate driving somebody every day in my space, because I love to do my thing in my car. I love
my
to listen to what
own,
I want,
mm-hmm.
think about what I want, talk if I want to talk, not talk, be on the phone if I want to be on the phone. There's nothing I want less than somebody riding with me every single day.
But if somebody's in my car and they put some money in it and then, you know, give me some money if my car breaks down just because they're riding with me, I'd be very grateful.
I know. We only have time for one more. Which one are you picking? I'm making you pick, not me.
Oh, my
goodness. I'm not
doing
it today. Sorry,
oh,
pick one.
Oh, my goodness. You
pick
know
one.
What? I just want to hear the song.
Okay. Oh! Shoot. Our guy. Hi.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Shoop, our favorite former math teacher. What's going on? What would you do in this situation? How would you tell the coworker you don't want to drive him anymore? Would you tell them? Because most people don't want confrontation. Just keep it real, everybody. Yep. Most people do not.
They don't.
No, I'm all about confrontation. That's fine. I might have missed it, but does this coworker have a car?
I don't think so. Sound like they do, right?
Well, so now you got the guilt.
Right.
Even more. Even though it's not your problem.
And think about Destiny's situation. You stop giving the classmate a ride, that classmate drops the course. You stop giving your coworker a ride, they have to quit the job or go to a different job.
So if they don't have a car, give them the bus schedule. Because they mentioned that, you know, I should have been taking the... I'll go back to
That's very passive-aggressive.
Shoop is petty.
I'm here for it. I'm here for it. Hi, 103.7 KISS FM.
Wepa.
Good morning. It's Allie and DZ.
Buenos dias. ¿Cómo estamos?
Dias.
How we doing? Más o menos. Bien.
I'm going to be positive today.
That's right.
Doing good. And you know what? I am going to be positive because I want to play some voice messages from our listeners.
That part. One of our favorite features. You could do that. It's on the Odyssey app. Mm-hmm. Right next to the Listen Live. It says, leave us a voice message.
Absolutely. So I had already gotten the heads up that somebody had left us a voice message they wanted us to find.
They tipped us off.
Oh, they tipped us off. Sherry in Caledonia. She had sent me a picture last night. She met you and her son Mason met you at the Bucks game. They've been wanting to meet you for weeks, and so you're an in-game host at the Bucks game, and they were so excited they met you.
They pulled up on me.
Mm-hmm, they sure did.
They actually ran with me and did a whole hit with on camera. They're like, DZ, what's up? And I was like, what's up, you guys? And
they're
like, DZ, we gotta run. I was like, okay, do you guys want to run with? Come on. And they were like, if it's cool. And I was like, yeah, it's cool. Come on.
They probably thought that was so cool, so they got to follow you around.
They hung out, and then we talked real quick after, but you know, it's busy schedule, so you got to keep moving.
You got to keep moving, yeah. Well, this is the voice message. They left us this morning. Listen to this, DZ.
Hey, Allie and DZ, it's Sherry.
And Mason. Hey, DZ, it was good to meet you at the Bucks game. Mm. We appreciate you. Go Bucks!
Aww, that was really sweet.
It was great to finally meet y'all too.
Yeah, it's fun, buddy. Meeting listeners that we talk to or get texts from all the time. I know Sherry already, but you did not know her.
No.
Yeah.
No, I hadn't.
Then Ryan from Alabama, he left us a voice message.
The bro, what'd he say?
Listen to him.
Hi.
That's not right.
Faith wanted to say hi to you guys. Good morning. Love y'all. Happy Thursday.
Happy birthday.
Oh, the babies.
Stop making my ovaries flap, you guys. I'm done having kids over here.
Mine, too. So are we.
You guys are so... Aww.
Just laugh through it, bro. Laugh through it.
I'm trying. What did I just say?
Positivity.
Damn it.
We're laughing through it.
Put my foot in my mouth.
No, God. You didn't. I did.
Oh, why did I say that?
Stop it.
All right. Well, we have Am I the Jerk on the way, but as we said, you can always leave us a voice message on the Odyssey app. It's our free app. You just go and you follow 103.7 KISS FM. Mm-hmm. And you can then right there on the Listen Live page, you can leave us a voice message and you can leave it any time of day.
Yep. You just press it right there. And you could even do it while you're listening.
Yeah.
Press it. It'll pause it for you and then resume once you send it.
And this is the last week to get entered to win that Disney cruise for four. If you listen for 60 minutes a day, which it can be broken up. Like let's say you get out of the car or you have to pause it or whatever. If you listen live on the Odyssey app, you'll get entered to win one entry a day if you listen for 60 minutes.
One entry every day?
Mm-hmm. Until this weekend when it ends and a winner gets picked. Yeah.
So I guess try to load it up while you can,
man. You got a few more days left.
Get them entries in. Yep.
Oh, yeah, because it's Thursday.
Yep.
Cheese. Now, March is going to fly by, but I'm here for it.
Oh, jeez.
Are you ready for Am I the Jerk?
I am not actually sure.
I was looking here and I was like, what is today's Am I the Jerk? Because we had so many sent to us. You can always send us your Am I the Jerk at amithejerk@1037kissfm.com.
I feel like today's going to be a weird one, to be honest with you.
Yeah, today is, we're going to have to get involved in somebody's business.
Yep, we're getting nosy.
But let's be real, we don't mind that. Let's go.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Couple fight.
Alert, alert.
In fact, they'd like to remain anonymous. You darn right, because you came for your spouse on this one, boy.
Alert, couples fight.
Listen to this. The headline is, am I the jerk? This is what they sent anonymously. Oh, geez. Am I the jerk for sticking up for myself because my fiance won't? Shots fired. Oh, boy, you heard. Am I the jerk for sticking up for myself because my fiance won't?
Yeah, we're getting weird today.
It's going to trigger some couples, though.
All right.
Here we go. They said, hi, Allie and DZ. My fiance and I have been together for almost 3 years, recently engaged and planning a wedding. I want to know if I'm the jerk for asking him to stick up for me when his family treats me horribly. His family has never liked me for no apparent reason.
Oh.
Mainly his mom and his sister. They have said some awful things about me, commenting on my weight, saying I'm trash because I have two kids from a previous marriage. They've tried to end our relationship from day one.
They don't support. Got it.
My man will never stick up for me and tell them that they aren't allowed to treat me that way, so I have to defend myself. My fiance gets mad when I defend myself because I'm not allowed to talk to his family that way. And I should be the, quote, bigger person, unquote. I've tried that. It doesn't work. I'm at a loss on what to do. Am I the jerk for sticking up for myself because my fiance refuses to do it because he thinks it's disrespectful? Mm-hmm. And the name today, because they want to be anonymous, is, it's a female. I know that. But that's all I'm going to say. Oof.
Man, I'm so stuck on the situation. I would stop thinking about a name.
Sorry. Oh, I know. The name's too much because I'm processing. So she's basically saying she feels like they treat her poorly, but he won't defend her because it's his family, and he's telling her to just get over it and be the bigger person. So she's like, am I the jerk for sticking up for myself since my fiance won't?
I want to call her, like, Stick Up Stacy or something.
Then it sounds like she was a stick but up that, somewhere.
Right, or like she's about to stick somebody up. Like, stick them up.
Defensive Debbie.
That works. Defensive Debbie. Yeah, because, I mean, she is defending herself. Is it too defensive, though? I'm not sure. Maybe she's overlooking some things.
This is tough.
I'm hearing a lot of jealousy here between mom, sister, whoever. Mm-hmm. Whatever. They clearly don't support y'all relationship.
Well, and I'm not saying that this isn't all true, but this is the problem when we get these submissions. It's all one-sided. It's like, they're awful to me.
Yep.
Like, you're an angel. And maybe you are. And maybe this is the full story. But what's the story?
Maybe you aren't.
And where's the fiance in all this?
And really, though, that's not even part of the issue. The issue is that you're asking if you're the jerk for defending yourself because he won't. In today's society, don't necessarily feel that he has to, but she wants him to. That's the problem. I think she's more than capable and able and willing to defend herself, and that's great because you should always defend yourself first, right? The situation is that she doesn't want to have to defend herself to his family. So she's going, handle them for me, my dog. Handle my, like, lightweight because it's your heavyweight.
And in true lot of dude form, he's going, just chill out.
Just chill.
Let it go. And we're over here going, no, we're not. I'm not letting it go.
Because
I'm in my feelings.
Think about it from this dude's perspective.
She's more emotional.
No, not even that. So now he wants all of the women in his life mad?
He needs to.
Because now everybody's going to be mad at him.
He's sitting by doing nothing, which is also unimpressive.
He's letting y'all handle yourselves. He's letting women take care of each other. Women talk to women. He's going,
and do you think that's okay?
He's reserving himself out of this to not get involved. You guys can handle, you guys can talk to one another. He doesn't want to do that. I unfortunately hear where he's coming from because he's going, y'all are both my people. I'm going to let y'all figure your relationship out. And if it has to be emotional, it has to be emotional. But I'm okay sitting here passively.
But it also may look like he doesn't have a backbone and he's letting everybody go at it when he could just stick up for his woman and be like, come on, can we find a media? He's not even trying. He's just saying, let it go. How much does one person have to take?
The two parts to the story, we don't know if he's actually said something. We don't know if they even care to listen to him.
I know that when you get in relationships, right, you're going to have conflicts with family members, right?
And
you may or may not like your mother-in-law or the sister-in-law or the brother-in-law.
Right.
We see this all the time on Am I the Jerk?
Right.
But man, this would stress me out.
Look,
I've had good experiences with families dating, and I know you're going to have problems eventually because when you get close. But like, this is the kind I would. This would just suck to live your life like this, man. Always. always hate your family.
Well, and it would rub you the wrong way to be going into a marriage, planning a wedding under these circumstances.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they're not starting off on the right foot, but
they're not starting off on the right foot, though, because they're not even going in their marriage united.
Yeah.
That's where I look at it, and I think it's weird, but I also think that you should respect his family. But then how much are you going to take if this is true?
So, but really, I don't think she's the jerk for standing up for herself.
Mm.
She has to do it.
I don't think she is either.
In a world where ain't nobody gonna do nothing for you, man, woman, or other, mm-hmm. you gotta do it for yourself,
mm-hmm.
right? And man, you gotta figure that relationship out too, because there is two sides to each coin, right?
Exactly.
And we're not getting their half.
Now we're only getting hers.
But we're deciding on her behalf. I don't think it was jerky. I think she's gotta do it.
Oh, somebody texted in and said he's saying stay out of it, but then scolding her at the same time.
How is he scolding her?
Because he's essentially saying, like, let it go and be the bigger person, and that he gets mad when she defends himself. And so the person, okay, I have to pull up two tabs. So the person who texted in is saying, you know, how about scold your family, not scold her and say, leave it alone. Like, they're saying, well, then say it to them too.
Y'all have been.
I don't know if he is.
They've been together 3 years, whatever mm-hmm. they said, right? He's been with his family his entire life. Let's call it 25. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you know he knows exactly how that mom and sister are, and he's going, I'm not dealing with that. I've been dealing with it my whole life. Now, if you will, my love, be like me and just ignore them. He's saying, baby, be like me and please just ignore them. They're going to talk themselves to sleep. Ignore them.
Phil in Mount Pleasant said, Deezy's wrong. He finds it disrespectful if she speaks up. He doesn't want her to bring it up or talk it out at all. She's
okay.
Not the jerk. Oh, he's saying he doesn't even want her to talk it out, but I don't know if that they're capable of at this point.
They're saying, I'm wrong in how I'm thinking of it. Well, I get what you're saying. Yeah, sure.
Maybe.
But
all right.
We still said both not the jerk.
Oh, and people are triggered. Yes.
Huh.
Oh, boy. Somebody, Samantha texted in. If you allow them to disrespect your spouse, they're going to. Your spouse and your partner should always come first, because that is the person that you chose. You mm-hmm. need to be able to stand up to others to defend that person, just like they want to defend you. This is way more complex than a Hispanic family. You're taught to prioritize your parents' siblings, but your wife and husband is number one. Samantha. Yeah. Ah, interesting.
And eventually that shift does happen, but no.
I get that.
It takes time.
Mm-hmm.
See, my curiosity came after I said something, bro. That got me thinking, what if he really is just going, please ignore them. Be the bigger person.
You're never going to win with them.
You're never
going to. They're not reasonable. They're not.
Trust me, I've lost every fight I've ever fought against them. Stop. Baby, please stop. Our lives will be happier if you and I ignore them together. Hold my hand, breathe, and let's ignore my mom and sister.
Dude, people are getting mad at us now. Carmen from Milwaukee said, sorry, Allie and DZ, your significant other should always stick up for you. You come first before your family.
I'm not disagreeing with y'all in any degree, but
should I bring up?
We'll do it.
I'm afraid to, because it's such a, but my parents aren't listening. It's such a personal family.
Go ahead, bro.
Screw it. My sister's going to kill me, but I don't care.
Man, I got your back.
We had an incident in my family where one of my brother-in-laws, because I have two, I'll just say that, stuck up for his wife, my sister, mm-hmm. during a big family argument to my father.
Mm-hmm.
And he was right. He snapped.
He was justified.
My dad was being mean, and her husband stood up for her, and all hell broke
loose. And it made it worse, didn't it?
You guys.
Y'all don't want to talk about that, do you? No, you don't want to talk about that.
Made it worse, even though I respected him for standing up for my sister. He then in turn stood up to my dad, and all hell broke loose.
Yep.
So I'm telling you guys what I totally.
It's a pick your battles with family.
You really got to think this out, you guys.
My boy is picking his battles, and he's saying, "Baby girl, pick your battle with me." And this mm-hmm. ain't it. This is not it. Trust me, I know them more than you do. Mm-hmm. This ain't the fight. This is not our hill. Please,
oh, people are getting triggered.
Por favor, mi amor. Please.
414-533-1037. Oh, people are sending in texts in all caps. That's how I'm...
Oh, Lord.
Okay, we're going to talk to you guys.
I don't want to do this
anymore. Yes, you do. We're getting this out.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, people are lit up on our text messages. Defensive Debbie wrote in, wants to know if she's a jerk for sticking up for herself because her fiance refuses to. She has issues with his sister and mom, and they're getting married. This is her fiance. Mm-hmm. And she wants to know. He keeps telling her, just be the bigger person. Let it go. And that's his family. So she's like, you know what?
He knows something she don't, and that's a losing fight.
Am I the jerk for sticking up for myself because my fiance refuses to?
He won't.
Triggered Anastasia and Franklin, that's how she wrote it,
uh-oh,
said either he needs to start defending her or she needs to move on. Husbands should be our protectors and should not allow their families to disrespect. Where he has it all wrong is thinking that his mom and whoever is his family, now it gets in all caps, his family is now his fiance and stepkids, and he needs to act accordingly and be a protector.
I do respect that answer.
I do
a
too.
Lot. Yeah, I'll give you that.
You know what? Let's go to Kayla and Racine. We'll start there this morning. Hi, Kayla. Good morning.
Did we lose her? Oh no.
Oh,
well,
yeah, one. There we go. I hope this is Kayla. Kayla, good morning.
It's Kayla.
Hey Kayla.
We thought
morning.
We lost you. Hey girl.
Hello, hello.
Hi. All right. Which way are you going today? Jerk or not the jerk for sticking
not
up for
the
her?
Jerk.
Oh, she said, no, don't even finish, baby girl. I got you. Not the jerk.
Go on.
No, because if he's not gonna stick up, she has to stick up.
Right.
Like,
right.
Disrespectfulness cannot just go on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know the whole story, but I know he should definitely stick up for her because it shows that he sees it and he's not going to tolerate it, regardless if it's not going to change it.
Mm-hmm.
At least the household would be at peace. She's going to be like, you know what? You tried.
Yeah. His ties aren't cut with his family yet.
He
the wedding like hasn't
it's not
happened.
A win. Yeah.
And he's going, listen, and I will be completely direct with y'all. As a man, he's going, I'm not going to stand up to these women in my life because I love them as equally as I love you.
Mm.
Right? Like, she's putting him in a situation where he's going, man, I really wish you would either figure it out or we would just stop because I know what problems this bring and I don't want these problems, big fella. Mm-hmm.
Well, Debbie does.
Debbie does. Debbie wants all
well,
the smoke.
I feel like Debbie's like, hey, at least if you stick up for me, you got my back.
Yeah.
Nothing's
yeah.
going to change.
Fair.
But at least you hear me and you see it.
Yep.
There
yep.
you go. Nothing's going to change, but at least you are making me feel seen and heard.
Feel
okay.
like
100%.
We're a team. Not,
I
yeah,
got you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right,
got
Kayla,
it.
I can get behind that. Thank you for calling, Kayla.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Let's go to Liz from Belgium this morning. Hi, Liz.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
We're good. We're trying to decide if Defensive Debbie is a jerk or not for standing up for herself. What do you think?
Jinx.
She is not the jerk.
Oh!
2 for 2, double up. All right, reason, same as the last caller or what?
I feel like if they're not going to choose you, you need to choose you because if he's never going to stand up for you if you're not even married yet.
Mm. Ooh, dang.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not about, like, if this was me, I'm not about to spend my life in a miserable situation because I know I'm an anxious Betty, and I'm going to sit there, and it's going to eat at me.
Sure.
So
it would cause problems in your marriage eventually, and then you two are fighting, and now everybody's fighting, and now your own house is a mess.
That's the vicious circle people be talking about.
Mm-hmm. I know it's hard to walk away from somebody that you love,
right?
But at some point, you have to choose yourself.
True. That is very true. Not that regardless of the situation, I mean, we're born alone, and we die alone. That is the only two realities and facts of life, right? That. Eh.
Well, and Saucy texted in and said, creates resentment towards him, and it's a recipe for a disaster. Yeah, because you're going to get more and more mad at him. You're already writing us about
it. Mm-hmm. And then I also was triggered by this, how she already has two kids. I don't have kids, but I have a mom that has kids from other marriages. I would be appalled.
Oh, right. Because she was saying she thinks that they've never really accepted her and her two kids from a previous marriage.
Well, yeah, and she said they she calls them trash because she has two kids from another marriage.
Yeah, I want both
or
sides.
Another relationship.
We need the other side of the story, bro, because there's some things that are being unsaid here.
I know. We don't know all of it, but also, I would just like to say I have been listening to Allie in the Morning since I was, like, 10.
Oh, my gosh.
So this is super exciting, and I'm running a few minutes late to work because
you got on the air.
Because it's worth it.
You know what? Thank you for listening all these years and sticking with us. This is the best show yet, isn't it, Liz? Admit it.
I'm about to go into work and fangirl to all my coworkers.
I talked to Allie and DZ.
Tell them we said what up.
What up? We're your late excuse.
Yep, and you can prove it. You're on the. You can listen back later and show them you were on the air to our podcast.
Absolutely.
Your doctor's note.
Liz, nice to talk to you finally after 20
Love
years.
You guys.
Love you back.
Bye. She was late to work for us.
That's dope. That's commitment.
So sweet.
That's a salute right there.
Fine. Colleen's in Milwaukee, last but not least. Let's see if she's going to bring in the vacuum and sweep it up or whatever, the broom, whatever she wants to use. Hi.
I got a dustpan. What do you got?
Hello.
What's going on? What do you think? Jerk or not the jerk for sticking up for herself because her fiance
is absolutely 1,000,000% not the jerk.
Oh, boy.
Vacuum.
Everybody's agreeing.
Sweet. So let me just put it this way. At the end of the day, if he truly wants this woman to be his end all and his wife for the rest of his life, he needs to have her back.
Ding, ding, ding.
I'm sorry. At the end of the day, when everybody else passes away, it's just you two.
Yeah.
Okay?
Fair.
Yeah.
And this is the person you're supposed to spend the rest of your life with. I just recently had a son almost a year ago, and I saw something on Facebook, and it kind of hit me. It said something like, as a mother, I'm raising my son to put his wife and family first before me.
As a mother, you got
it. Say that again?
Yeah.
It says, as a mother, I'm raising my son to put his wife and his family before me.
And it
hit me. And at first I was like, well, that kind of sucks. But then I was like, wait, no. It's true.
At first you said no.
My husband puts me first. So I agree with that wholeheartedly. Like, as a mother, I am going to raise my son to put his wife first.
And that's a tough call.
How marriages should work. I'm sorry.
No, I completely 100% unequivocally agree with you, Colleen. Mm-hmm. Yes, you need to put your wife first. That's a tough one, though. That is a tough one because when you have to rip that Band-Aid, right? It's a son leaving his mother, right?
Yeah.
And obviously, you're always there for your family, but you prioritize what's important. You prioritize what your focus is.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Your wife and your family should come first, 100%.
I think you love your mother,
and I get that, but if you don't want to be with this woman, then you know what? I guess you're not going to stick up for her. But if you do want to spend the rest of your life with her, man up and do something about it.
Colleen, his mom ain't done that. His mom ain't let him go. Yeah. She has not let him go.
Cut the cord.
Listen, mom's the jerk, bro.
Somebody did say she's the jerk. I found one text. They said, stay out of family stuff and don't disrespect someone's mom. Let him deal with it how he will. But how much you going to take?
The dealing is not doing anything about it. And she's a deal with it kind of person. That's where the problem is. If she was like, okay, let's be hands off, she wouldn't have written in.
Yeah.
She's not hands off and she feels disrespected.
Right. All right.
Have a good day, you guys.
Thank you, Colleen. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, man.
Wow. I mean, it was a vacuum sweep. Not the jerk.
But I do want to know both sides. I would love to know more.
Talking about updates, we need an update from the mother and the sister.
Yeah. Defensive Debbie, tell them that you wrote in and then get the update from them, please.
Let's just hash this out here.
Please, Lord.
Let's just do it live on air.
Done. Oof. The end. All right, DZ, time to transition. I want to talk to you about embarrassing moments.
Okay, what you mean? Like embarrassing how?
Well, okay, so yesterday on the air, and I'm going to tell one of my, I don't know if it's embarrassing, just like, you know, things that happen that you triggered this morning, okay? Or where something goes wrong and you can't believe, basically it starts with Hudson.
Okay, fair enough.
Right, my 11-year-old. He was so upset because he came on the air with us and he had said, I'm going to be the on-air personality at BizTown. And then I told this on the air, we had him on the air yesterday,
right?
Because there's a radio station. BizTown is a pretend little town put on by Junior Achievement of Wisconsin. It's really cool.
You and I have
toured the facility.
Yeah, it's cool.
And then they bring in these schools. They have a field trip and they get to come work for a day. They all get jobs and it's really neat. It's a really cool thing that they do,
right?
So Hudson had interviewed, because you have to go through the whole job interview to be the on-air personality, and then he was bragging about how much better he was going to be than me, and ha-ha, but he's got experience.
Talking big game.
So we thought he was going to be at the radio station.
That's what we heard.
Well, they also have a TV station at BizTown at Fox 6.
A little Fox 6 spot.
Because Fox 6 sponsors it. So when he got there this week, he was actually on the TV station and didn't know it. He thought he was on the radio station. And
he started walking to the radio station. They're like, no, buddy, you're over here.
He was so mad, and I go, dude, that's a step up, right?
You on TV.
And he was in his feelings. He didn't want to come on the air. He was mad. I was like, you should not be embarrassed about this misunderstanding. He's like, I said I was going to be better than you. I was like, you can still say that all you want, but maybe it was to humble you out for saying that, my guy. So he went. He was on Fox 6. I got pictures. I just put one up on Facebook. Not the real Fox 6. Pretend Fox 6.
The BizTown Fox 6.
Pretend Fox 6. Yeah. So, and I'm going to text it to Kim Murphy. I'm going to send it to Rob Haswell. I'm going to send it to all of them.
You're
right?
Going to shout them out,
I'm going to text him the picture and be like, look at my boy. He's coming for your
job.
Gunning
for your job. He thought he was coming for mine.
But he was like, didn't want to talk about it.
He was embarrassed.
He was embarrassed. And I was like, Hudson, we all have embarrassing moments. Things happen. Things that we can't control. Mm-hmm. And I know you said you weren't embarrassed last night, but I have scenarios where balls have hit me in the head and I didn't see it coming because like a game ball smacked you last night. You were ready to fight someone at the Bucks game. And I don't blame you. I would have gone crazy too and been like, who threw me?
Who hit me with what just happened? Oh, it was a ball.
It happens. But I was just thinking about some of our, you know, we have to really be humble to share these on the air, though.
That wasn't even my embarrassing moment last night.
Yeah, I was going to say you weren't embarrassed by that because that just happened.
Oh, I had something way more embarrassing.
What happened last night?
I'm going to let you finish.
No, I want to hear yours and then I'll tell mine. Mine didn't happen last night. Mine's an old story that I'm happy to tell.
Oh, word.
But it involves me playing a league sport many years ago. Okay, what happened to you?
Well, you know how we'll do games?
Yeah.
In the crowd, standing in the aisles and stuff like that?
Yeah.
So we had a game last night, right?
Yeah. Did you fall down the stairs?
No.
I thought you were going to say you fell down the stairs.
You know I've been having knee trouble, bro. So, somebody.
That is an embarrassing thing when you fall down the stairs.
Somebody did fall. One of the grand dancers fell.
Oh, no.
After their performance.
The older ones?
Grandma Diane was okay, though.
Oh, no.
She was fine. 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 I promise everybody she was fine. Because a lot of people asked her, like, is she okay? Is she okay? I went downstairs to the tunnel. For anybody listening,
she's
Diane's okay. 100% fine. She's the sweetest thing in the world. She's good.
Yeah.
But that wasn't my embarrassment, right?
What happened?
My embarrassment came when we were sitting there doing a game, and it was it's this game called Spot the Difference.
Mm-hmm.
Two images next to each other, 30 seconds, find the five differences in each image, win a prize. Yay!
It's a game you do at the Bucks games.
Right? The image was a bottle. On the bottle, it was a bottle of Jameson. So it was a 21 and up game, if you will.
Jameson, got it. Noted.
Right? So on one of the images, one of the differences was the boat, or a ship, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
When you say ship sometimes, it doesn't sound like ship.
Oh, no.
With a P,
mm-hmm.
right? I had people go, and not fans.
Yeah.
I had workers go, and I was already in my head about how the night went. Another story for another time, whatever. But I had already thought, man, that probably sounded like I said not ship.
The naughty word.
I said ship.
Ship. Pa, 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 pa,
pa, pa, pa, pa.
Hard P.
Hard P. For real. Big old P. Man, pushing P.
Yes.
So after the game, one of the, like, I don't even know who it is. I was about to say probably a wrong title, but one of the workers there was like, oh, me and the boys were joking. We thought you said a naughty word.
Yeah.
And I was, I could feel my face getting hot because I was like, oh my gosh, people did notice. Oh my gosh,
yeah.
People really did thought. And then it was like, but then we saw you in the second half, so we figured you couldn't have. Because they're joking like, oh, he would have definitely been fired had he cursed on the microphone.
Yeah.
And I'm like, as my neck is tightening up.
Oh, no.
I'm starting to sweat. I'm like, oh my gosh. So talking about embarrassing.
Yeah.
I almost hit people up and was like, hey, I just want to like make sure everybody knows that, you know, I said ship.
Ship. Like boat. Big boat.
Big like little yachty. Boat. Un barco. Un yate. A yacht.
Oh, God.
Dude, I'm getting hot now, man. Like, no, why did I bring that up, bro? I am. Oh, I regret this.
Because people are texting in saying it's okay. It's okay.
It was not okay.
You weren't the awkward one. That's what people are saying.
I'm out here like, oh, Lord have mercy.
Oh, jeez.
But anyway, talking about embarrassment.
Oh, man.
Nervous.
So
embarrassing.
That was embarrassing.
Quite.
Yeah, all kinds of things. Like physical stuff, falling down the stairs, though. Look, you are sweating.
I'm starting to glisten.
Oh, my gosh.
My internal body temperature has gone up.
My gosh.
Blood pressure is activated, y'all. 140 over 80. 150 over 90.
It's going up. 414-533-1037. That's the number to text or call if you want to share your embarrassment. embarrassing moment because we're going to humble ourselves out today. So mine involves a league sport, okay? I was playing kickball.
You played kickball?
I was on a kickball league and there was only one season because of this incident. So let me tell you. And maybe I shouldn't be embarrassed by this, but it was embarrassing.
It was embarrassing.
So I was on a kickball team. We were playing a league out at the facility in Franklin that's probably something else now. Oh, I should have looked this up. Right off of like Ryan Road, way out there. Sports complex. I don't even know if it's still there because I haven't been back since. I was so traumatized, okay? Listen, I was so traumatized.
Unless I'm going to Franklin Field, I'll be out there.
I'm not there, you know? No thanks. No thanks.
Friend league or work league?
Friend league.
Okay, cool.
Friend league. But some people from work were on the league at the time. But this was pre-kids. So this was over 13 years ago because Owen's 13, right? So I was probably in my late 20s. Well, I mean, early 20s, if you do the math. Early 20s. Okay, so.
Freshly 19.
Thank you. So we're playing this kickball league. And since it's indoors, the ball sometimes will go up and hit the ceiling.
The ceiling. Oh, I hate the indoors.
Annoying. Okay. I should have just played outdoor kickball. It was fun until this happened.
Okay.
And so I'm out in the field. And then somebody on the other team, you know, our pitcher pushes the ball to them. On the ground, rolls it. This person, I can't remember who kicked it, kicks it up. And I go to catch it in the air.
You're going to make a play in the outfield.
It's just like baseball. Yeah. I want to catch it in the air.
Get
and then
that out.
They're going to be out.
Boom.
So I run over. I'm looking up. And because we're indoors, there are lights. But the lights have gates on them in case any balls hit them, right? Because you don't want anything to happen if a ball hits something.
If you've been in a field house, you know exactly what that big old fluorescent bulb is.
So I look up. I'm about to grab it. My arms are in the air. The ball hits the light, only the problem is the gate didn't work and the light bulb shatters.
No.
And I don't have time to process what's happening because I'm looking up trying to catch the ball.
Going, ooh, sparkles.
And I just go, because all I know is I got hit with something, man.
You got glass in the face?
I was scared to even. So now I'm looking down. I'm like hunched over with like, I got my hands on my knees, you know, like I'm still in the field. I'm like, and I don't even want to look up because I'm like,
what's falling on me? Right.
I ruined my face card. That's it. It's over.
Well, you're thinking, am I bleeding? Are my eyes okay?
I'm like, did I get stabbed? I don't even know what's happening. Is there blood
everywhere?
What did I
just inhale? Right.
So everybody comes running over and they're like, are you okay? And I'm mortified. And I'm just like, don't even know what's happening. And I'm like, I don't even, like, I'm afraid to even look up right now. So I look up and I have, thank God, I was not bleeding heavily, but there were all these little, like, specks.
Shards.
I had little glass, like it had hit me.
Dude.
And so I had a few cuts throughout my face. But what are the odds? So I'm looking up the, I mean, this is it makes you cringe, the story.
This is why you don't play kickball and stuff like
inside,
that indoors, bro.
And I told you, I'm traumatized and I never went back and I never wanted to be a part of that ever again. I was like, I can't even, I'm so messed up from this. So thank God, because imagine I could have lost an eye.
Yep.
I could have lost an eye.
Yep, not for real
I'm
though.
I'm just saying.
You could have been scarred up. Like,
oh, it was a nightmare.
Yeah, nightmare, embarrassing. Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna lie, I wouldn't have come back either.
No.
I don't even blame you at all, G. You wouldn't have caught me there no more.
Bella texted in and said, I had a hole in my volleyball shorts on the booty part and played 9 games and no one told me till the end of the night.
9 games?
That would upset me.
You just know the hole got bigger throughout the night too because you're now not moving, playing.
That would upset me. WXSSHD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. Okay. Oh, the phones are lit up. We're going to talk to you about your embarrassing stories next. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias, wepa.
Buenos dias. So we have a lot of people on the phone who want to share their stories because you shared your embarrassing story from the Bucks game last night. I shared mine when I got light in the face. I don't know how else to explain it in a kickball league.
You literally got shards of glass from a fluorescent bulb in the face, bruh.
So embarrassing.
I'd be embarrassed too.
But we have a lot of people who want to share their stories. So let's start with Gabby in Pleasant Prairie. Hi, Gabby. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning. Oh, you sound so chipper. You're not embarrassed?
Nope. Not at all.
No, I'm totally embarrassed about this one.
Then tell us everything. Go.
Drop the juice.
This is how we get humbled out. Embarrassing moments. Let's go.
We do it all.
I mean, I've had numerous, but I mean, this one stuck with me for a long time.
What happened?
So I I was dating this guy for a while, and, you know, it was still new in the relationship, and we wanted to go to this pizza place. And I was like, okay, great, awesome. Little date night. Well, they had calzones on special, so, you know, we ordered calzones.
Love
and
calzone.
I was on a big shrimp kick, okay?
Okay.
So I ordered a shrimp calzone, and we left. We're driving home. Yeah, and all of a sudden, I wasn't feeling well.
Oh, no.
Had the bubble guts.
So I was like,
had the bubble guts.
And I was like,
it's a poopy one.
Oh, before I could even say, could you pull over, I threw up all in this guy's car.
No! You had food poisoning.
I mean,
I would be
like,
so mortified.
I didn't even eat that much because, like, my stomach was bothering me right away. And, I mean, all over his dash, all over his gear shift, like,
and
on the window.
And he's probably, like, lovely.
And he's going, wonderful.
Yeah.
And by the way, who put shrimp in a calzone? I mean, I love shrimp, but that's the strangest calzone I've ever heard of.
I did it with, like, veggies, and it was like, it was like a shrimp calzone.
Interesting.
It tasted good, but I don't know. It obviously wasn't good.
Not to say it wouldn't have caught my attention, but that might have not been my go-to on a date. I don't know.
White sauce or red sauce? I can't even picture it with a red sauce inside.
It was like a white sauce
calzone. Oh, much better.
I was going to say,
that makes more sense.
It had soy sauce. I mean, it's shrimp. What are you
talking about? Stop. It made more sense when you said the white sauce. Now I can picture it.
Fair.
Like an Alfredo
pizza. Yeah, like
yeah.
Shrimp Alfredo, yeah.
Oh, no, I would be mortified. I assume you never saw the guy again, or did you? Did you say that?
Oh, no, I actually did. We ended up getting married a couple years later.
Oh, happily married. This is great. Look at y'all.
We're not together anymore, but I mean, we're still really good friends. We're like best friends.
Okay,
so,
cool.
I mean,
love to hear it. I love that. Man. Hey, do y'all still joke about it? He's like, hey, remember that time you yacked all over my car?
Oh, yeah, no. It still comes up in conversation. I'm like, yeah, not one of my strongest moments.
you're still paying for the detail bill, ain't you?
Dude, nice.
I helped him clean it out. Like, I wasn't going to, like, he's like, I'll take care of it. I was like, no, I can't.
I would do it. And pay for it to get detailed because of the smell.
Right. I paid for a deep cleaning, like the highest package
good
you could
girl.
Get.
So.
Not
very
your fault,
good.
But still sucks and embarrassing.
Well, thanks for sharing that moment. And glad you guys ended up married, even though you're not together.
They're cool. They're still cool. They're still cool.
All right, Gabby, have a great day.
Thanks so much, you guys. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Dude, pull up Teddy in Shorewood. We got a kid on the phone. He's called in before. Teddy,
the young and Teddy.
Yeah, good morning, Teddy.
Hi.
What up?
What embarrassing
what
moment
about?
You gonna share? Huh? Talk to us.
I went to sixth grade.
Mm-hmm.
In fifth grade,
mm-hmm.
There was a staff yes student volleyball game.
Yeah.
Because I love to play volleyball.
Oh, cool.
I still do. It's really fun. During the game, it was my turn to serve.
Mm-hmm.
And so there were a bunch of kids on the sidelines watching.
Of course. It's the teacher v. kids game. Everybody's rooting y'all on, yeah.
Oh, no. So what happened?
And I tried to serve, and it was about to go over the net, but above in the ceiling, there was a big net.
Uh-huh.
The ball caught on and fell right down and bounced off the net onto our side.
No. That's interference.
Totally interference.
So we lost the game because I messed up the serve.
Dude.
You didn't deserve that, Teddy.
I was going to say, I know you feel embarrassed, but I'm going to talk you out of that right now,
you
big
didn't
dog.
You deserve that.
Because I'm going to say that was plotting on the teacher's end so that y'all wouldn't win the game. That was collusion and that was interference
what
and y'all
said.
Won the game in my heart. So
what
forget
he
what
said.
They said and forget what the score said. Y'all won.
What he said.
Y'all won, Teddy.
Okay.
I do also want to say
what up?
To Allie, I have been listening since Riggs was here before he moved.
So you've been listening for years as well, Teddy.
Yeah, I've been listening since I was 4.
Oh,
man, now he's in 6th grade, dog. I think Teddy got a crush on you.
Nah, come on now. I'm too old for you,
Teddy.
Teddy
was like, hey, man, chill out. You making a high, bro.
Teddy, thanks for listening all these years. We appreciate you. Keep it going, okay, Teddy?
You are most welcome.
Okay.
Oh, thanks,
bye.
Man. Much love, Tedster. Peace, bud. He's a good kid.
He's so cute.
We need all kids like that, man.
We do. Clayton is in Lake Mills. He sounds like a character in a good way. Hi, Clayton. Good morning.
Good morning. How's it going, guys?
Morning. Oh, every Clayton. I know it's got a story, man. What's yours, bro?
I have an Uncle Clay, actually. I have an uncle named Clay.
Every Clayton I know has got a story and is wild.
Mm-hmm. So tell us.
Absolutely.
What's your story?
Well, it's 2-in-1, so it's actually a double.
Okay.
So many, many years ago, I was doing tricks on the bike with the guys.
Uh-huh.
And of course, all the girls are kind of sitting on the curb watching their couple do their thing.
Oh, look at Clayton go. He's so cute. I can picture it.
And then I went off a jump and I pulled up. Oh, man, my handlebars came off.
Your handlebars came off.
So when I was pulling up, I biffed in my stuff. I had elbow pads and all the stuff on. But anyway, so I kind of biffed up my face, and we did continue whatever. We did that thing. So everybody left the park.
Yeah.
And then on the way home, we biked on the way home. So I was turning around, seeing how everybody's doing, because I was a leader, you know, everybody's right behind me.
Mm-hmm.
So then I turned around and I said, all right, there's a pole coming. So everybody watch out. Well, guess who ran into the pole?
The guy that said, watch out?
Absolutely.
He looked back at the wrong time. He said, hey, y'all, the pole's ka-dink.
That's like those videos on TikTok and Reels. Oh, man.
I was just going to say, it reminds me of TikTok and YouTube and all three of the above. Trying to impress my girlfriend, trying to impress my friends, and here I am.
That's amazing.
At the end of the day, a couple bruises and a tore up face.
Bruh.
I would have felt dumb, too. That's a great story. Thank you for sharing, Clayton. Seriously, we appreciate that.
I think
that
you win. I don't even know if
that
we were competing. Good stuff. Good
Thanks,
stuff.
Thanks, Clayton.
Thank you so much, you guys.
You
Take
too.
Care,
Bye.
Man. Bruh. He
That's,
said I'm
dude, there's another one that we just got pole. On the text. I'm dying. Ashley from New Berlin texted in. She said, in my 20s, I used to work at Rock Bottom. Remember? Down Rock Bottom right
on
the river.
Yeah.
She said, I used to work at Rock Bottom. I wore wigs for fun and I had a moped. One day, riding downtown into work, I took the corner from Wisconsin Ave to Plankinton and my wig flew off and a bus...
That's a tight corner,
dog. And a bus ran over it. I hopped off my moped, grabbed my wig, shook it off, and headed into work.
Tire treads and all.
I love you so much right now. Let's go to, finally, Saucy Sandra said she's going to share her most embarrassing story ever. Dude, poor Ashley. Saucy.
At least we're together, man.
We're all sharing our stories.
Let's share our shame.
Oh, boy.
No shame.
Just sharing.
Literally, most embarrassing moment of my life.
What?
I was like 12 years old, and I was a servant at Mass.
Oh, okay. I
was going to say, servant? Wait a second, Sasha. Yeah. We don't do that no more.
Yeah, not that kind of servant. But the priest
Altar girl.
Is doing...
Yeah.
Yes, there you go. So the priest is doing the Eucharist, and you have to ring the bells, right?
Right.
At
Ding.
Three different points. Well, I was really off that day, and I just kept on ringing the bell. Like, and it's not like this was my first time either. So at the last one, like, he goes, and you can ring it now. And I rang the bell. But after that, when everybody was getting up, I was so embarrassed. I couldn't even move. I was frozen right there. They had to help me up and get me into the back because I was so embarrassed. Everybody laughed, and I was like, oh, my
God. DZ's pointing to himself.
I am dying right now because Saucy just unlocked my brain. I've done this, too.
You did this,
core
too.
Core memories.
Yeah. Core memory unlocked, Sauce, because, you know, we're musically driven individuals.
Yeah.
If you're going to hand me a wooden stick and a big bell and say you get to ring it, and then you look at me and go, ring it. I'm going to go, ding, father. All right, DZ again. Ding, son. All right, DZ again. Ding, Holy Spirit. Because that's what the three dings are for.
Okay.
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Got it.
And then I threw a couple in there for Titi and my uncle. And then I just started ding, 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 ding.
Yes.
The Father was like, Daniel, chill, man. Come on, bro. You be doing too much, man.
Meanwhile, DZ's dancing along.
I'm over here just me. I'm over here going.
Having a good old time as an altar boy.
I'm crying to be.
I have an idea. Yep. Let's start a band. Who's coming with me?
Me!
103.7 Kiss FM. I'm talking right up until the end of the song off the air to DZ.
I'm like, uh-huh.
Listen, I did go on a date last night.
I'm getting a little tea on the side. I ain't gonna lie to y'all, bro.
I'm telling you that I will have to talk about it tomorrow in Dumpster Fire because...
I think you gotta process this a little bit
I'm really processing
I don't want people...
I'm not ready to talk about
it. I don't want people to freak out and be like, oh my gosh, it's so crazy.
No, nothing crazy.
I just think there's layers and things that even I don't understand as far as like the quick 2 seconds you were just sharing to me.
I was sharing you quick little tidbits.
Because you hadn't told me you was going on a date.
I didn't even tell anyone but one friend. One girlfriend of mine. And she, last night, she goes, did you go on that date? I go, yep.
Even she forgot.
She was like, oh, so, yeah, I want to talk about it tomorrow in Dumpster Fire because I'm unsure.
Okay.
I'm unsure about a couple things.
Heard, chef. Let's get it.
It's always something different, okay? All right, so we wanted to talk about, though, today.
What I do want to talk about,
what
right?
What we do want to talk about is something really cool. I showed you this off the air yesterday. The woman, so we go to Princeton Club in New Berlin.
Right.
That's our spot to work out.
Yeah, I'm working out with Jeremy later.
Yep, that's right. I saw Sarah yesterday, my trainer. And one of the things I saw on their social media, which I thought was so cool the other day, was there's this woman who she is an instructor for some of the group fitness classes.
This.
But she's trying to break the world record for planking. And she's going to plank for like 5 hours or something crazy.
The record's like 4 hours and something now, right?
So I'm watching her story on their social media. I feel bad. I should know her name. My bad. Let me go find her name because this is so disrespectful. Well, can I be talking about her and I don't even know her name?
Not even, bro.
Unbelievable, Allie.
We are supportive.
What's her name? Oh, here we go.
Of this endeavor.
Okay. Her name is Rochelle Mason. Mm-hmm. Shout out, Rochelle. I don't know if she's listening, but she basically is training to break this world record of planking. So she's on her elbows, the female elbow plank record, and she does it for 4.5 hours at a time.
Insane.
And she sits in these like the exercise rooms, and it's just unbelievable.
And she'll just plank for hours.
And so there's a story about her, and I couldn't stop watching it. And she's like, well, I like a challenge. I've run marathons. She's one of those people. And I'm like, girl, I can't even plank for 30 seconds without getting tired.
My core is burning at 45
Thank
seconds.
You.
She's going 4 to 5 hours.
I do Pilates, and I can't plank that long. Come on. And that's all core, man.
I'm invested in this endeavor because I'm actually invested in breaking world records.
It's really cool.
I don't have any. But what brought this on was they were highlighting some dude just failed at the trying to break the world record for the world's tallest flapjack stack pancakes.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You said you wanted to break his record. Wait, what was the record?
The current record was set in 2016 in the United Kingdom, and it is 3 feet 4 inches. 3 feet 4 inches is the world record tallest stack of pancakes.
That's just standing.
Tall, like stacked.
You don't have to
on
like
top of each
eat
other.
Them.
No. Oh,
you
no,
know
I'm
what?
Not.
When you told me this, I thought you were talking about eating
them?
And I was like, dude, how are you going to, you're not going to just jump into an eating contest and win like
no,
that.
No, this takes extensive training.
Oh.
I know my lane.
Yeah, you're saying you want to stack pancakes more than what, 3 feet?
3 feet 4 inches. All
it's
I got to get
even
is.
Not that tall.
But clearly the science in it is in the way you stack because they're flapjacks.
They have to be flat.
They're floppy. They move around and you have to stack
them. It's like Jenga.
It's like Jenga, mm-hmm. Exactly, bro. So I'm going, ooh, I think I could beat 3 feet.
You
and you went, oh, speaking about world records, the woman at the Princeton Club.
Yep. That's what motivated me to tell you that story yesterday. I go, check out this woman who's trying to break the plank challenge by 5 hours.
Bruh, I am thoroughly convinced that I could beat the flapjack stack
no
record.
No way. Get
yes.
out of here,
Three,
dude. You,
you
could
said
not.
It yourself. 3 feet 4 inches isn't that tall.
It's not that tall.
I thought it was taller record when I was seeing it getting featured on TV. I was like, oh, I was thinking 5 feet, 6 feet. No, 3 feet, bro. I could do that in an afternoon. I got science behind my logic.
I was
going
to say, there's way more science in that than really, I mean, cooking ability. Let's
right.
be real.
And I know that given
Shoot.
I did a little investing, they have to be a certain thickness, right? The pancakes can't be too thick mm-hmm. because they give you too much stack. They have to be the same consistency. Mm-hmm. They have to be the same size. But, bruh, I'm not giving away my logic and science behind it. But there's a certain way you start to stack the jack. When you stack it up, it gives you a better base. That's what they're missing. I could probably go 6 feet. I could go 6 feet 8 inches. I could double the world record. Yeah, I sound
it's
cocky. I don't
so
care.
It's so random that that's the one you want to break, though. The flapjack stack record.
That's only one. That is literally only one. I feel like I could break a lot of world records.
You know what I Googled? What's the hardest world record to break? Because I was like, what could we break? What world record?
Why'd you Google hard? What
I
easy?
Don't know.
What's the easiest world
record? Oh, smart thinking. Well, they said the hardest world record to break depends on the individual's ability. See?
Well, obviously.
So, and some records are so difficult that the Guinness World Records doesn't even accept claims for them. Okay, let's look up the world's easiest, but then everybody's going to try to take our shine, dude.
I'm going to tell you right now, I guarantee you I could set the world record for the most Oreos eaten in an hour.
Put on as many socks as possible on 1 foot in 30 seconds. Nah, sounds boring.
I could burn that record.
Fold as many t-shirts as possible in 1 minute. I did work at a clothing store at Gadzooks in high school.
Y'all aren't going to finesse me into doing laundry.
Stacking Lego bricks? You could never.
Stack Lego bricks? You know how many Legos I got? I could do that tonight. I could do that today. You know what? I'm going to go do that right now.
Some of these are really strange. Put a duvet cover in the fastest time possible. No thanks. Nope. Those are a nightmare.
Now y'all just getting us to do chores.
Yeah, no thanks. Okay, so what world record would you like to break? That is the question. So this woman that we don't know, but I'm going to act like the woman we know.
We want to be friends with her. We want to be friends with her.
She's trying to break this record of planking for 5 hours on her elbows. You want to break the stacking the pancakes.
3 feet.
I don't know what I want to break.
We got to break a world record. Why not? Gee, think about it. It's a 5 hour record. Well, she's still training for it. We need an update on this because it's in June when she's planning on going for the record.
Oh, here's one I could handle. Most selfies taken in under 3 minutes.
Tell me you genuinely don't think you could break that world record.
You just need a selfie stick. And I do blasts and everything with my iPhone.
Come on, y'all. Allie Faith, world record holder. Most selfies taken. What?
Fastest time to arrange the alphabet from a can of alphabet spaghetti. Boring.
I'm not doing that.
I'm not interested in that. Most football touches in 30 seconds.
Wow. Oh, somebody throwing the football at you? Oh, I could do that, but I'd drop it, though.
Yeah.
I got lineman hands.
Oh.
What? You got a good one?
Most clothes pegs clipped to the face. Oh, ow!
Ouch.
No, I thought it was going to be about doing laundry. Never mind.
Some of y'all like pain like that. No, thank you.
Most push-ups with claps in 60 seconds. No, thanks.
It's going to be 4 for me, dog.
Fastest Mario Kart 8 lap record. Oh, no, man. I would play Mario Kart. Why not?
There's a few world records that even if we don't break, they'd be fun to try. What are the world records out there that y'all think y'all could break? Because I could get this flapjack one.
I found the one because you know I love to chew gum.
What?
Largest bubble gum bubble. Now I'm in.
I'll challenge you.
And you know I got a big mouth, so I could put a lot of gum in my mouth, make a big old bubble.
I'll challenge you on the largest bubblegum bubble.
Bring it.
World record competition.
Can you make sure the gum's sugar-free, though?
Oh, of course. Naturally.
I don't know if I'm going to get the best bubble out of that gum, though. I don't think that's going to work. All right, 414-533-1037. We're going to read your text and talk to you guys next. 103.7 KISS FM. We're talking about breaking world records, and we got to pull up our boy, Carl and Indy, because we said, you know, we're trying to figure out what world records we want to break.
The most gripos eaten in one sitting. I could break that easy.
Rob from Racine texted in, most days in a row listening to Allie and DZ from start to finish. Yes!
What day are you on? What day are you on, Rob?
Rob, we love you.
Because I think Carl might have you beat.
Carl, good morning.
Morning, buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. All right, Carl, what is the world record you want to break?
Actually, it's about you both, because I think you should do a world record for the longest Allie and DZ show.
Say
24 hours straight.
Less.
Oh, he got a challenge record for us, not a record he wants to break.
Dude, I got a 12-pack of Diet Coke I will push through, okay?
I
will order Starbucks. I will have a DoorDash.
Okay.
I will get us coffee.
Now we're
whatever
talking.
You want.
And I'm gonna need to take a nap, too. I'm just saying. Like, I will nap on air, but I'm down to do this. What's up? Is this a thing? Did we just start? Carl, did you just start something?
I would do it.
Yeah, because there's
it would have
station
to benefit.
Because the other station in Indy does something similar like that.
Forget that. We're talking about us.
To raise money. To raise money.
And that's what I was going to say. It would have to benefit something.
A wish-a-thon.
I don't want to just do it to do it. I would love for this to actually come to fruition and be wholesome for an actual reason, not just because we want to break a world record.
Would they want us that long? Would you guys want 24 hours of us?
I mean, does it matter?
I mean, we would go off the rails. It'd probably be the best show ever because we would eventually just have to have our off-air conversations
on
the air because we would be like, now what do we talk about?
Now what do we talk about?
Oh, fine. We'll bring it on the air.
And then just think about it. After
all
10
our
o'clock.
Secrets would come out.
10 o'clock, safe harbor hours get crazy. And if you know what safe harbor hours are, then...
Oh, they would never let us be naughty. We would be out of control.
Maybe we should do this.
Wait, stop with the evil laugh, TZ.
Carl.
So you think we should do the long, the try to break a, I wonder, you know what? Now I got to Google.
I'm oddly inspired by this right now. And maybe it's not going to be the same in like 2 minutes when we're no longer talking about it and I move on with my life.
By the way.
Right now I'm like, yeah, dog, let's do it.
Bree and Economowalk texted in, walking on the knuckles of my toes. I hurt just thinking about that. And I did ballet in toe shoes. That actually makes me hurt.
That's a short record. 3 feet. You got it.
Listen to this one. Deetra in Milwaukee said, I could eat the most steak tacos in under a minute, but you have to meet me at the taco truck on 35th and Burnham.
Say less. I challenge you, and challenge accepted.
See you in an hour.
Yep. And then we start the wish-a-thon.
That part. Well, Carl, if we do it, you're going to get all the credit, okay?
Carl, if we do it, you're going to be
here,
bro.
You're going to be on the show with us. Sound good?
Oh, heck yeah. Okay. I'll definitely drop up to Hail Scorners for that.
Ooh, wait. Well, dude, we'd be out somewhere doing it. It'd be too. We'd have to go somewhere and do it.
Princeton Club.
Oh, look out.
Oh, yeah.